Welcome to the Marlborough Monday Espresso podcast. It's the 25th of September today. A weaker week last week all round. Equities were weaker across the board and bonds a little bit mixed, but as we'll mention a little bit later, largely weaker. The big news of the week was central bank meetings, and we had, interestingly, a pause from the central banks for the first time in how many months is it, Nathan?
Yeah, so we've seen interest rates going up for the best part of a year and a half now. So this is really, really good news. We've seen central banks finally coming to an end of that rate rising cycle. So we've seen both the UK central bank and the US central bank pausing in the same week. But the big question for the markets is, will this pause remain in place and will it lead to rate cuts, or will they have to raise interest rates again?
Yes, interestingly, on the UK side, the central bank in their comments noting that inflation has been slowing unexpectedly. We saw that figure out last week, food and accommodation figures pulling that inflation number down. Still though, the vote was tied at 4-4 and the governor of the central bank had to cast the deciding vote. So a 5-4 vote to keep rates on hold, whereas on the US side, it was a unanimous vote. The difficulty though that markets saw was the hawkish tone of the comments, particularly in the US. And that saw US Treasury markets weaken quite badly, a US Treasury yields hitting a 16-year high. And really, as I said, responding to that hawkish tone, the dot plot, that is the expectations where the central bankers in the meeting expect to see rates in the next coming months, showing that they expect rates to be higher for longer.
Yeah, and that's interesting. So I think if you really think about central banks, the messaging that they have to communicate, it's likely that they're going to talk to the fact that the job against bringing down inflation is not done. They have to say that. And ultimately, it just leaves the door open. Should inflation reassert itself, then they have the optionality to increase rates. But interestingly, you've had both central banks pausing last week. You've had bond yields hitting highs. So this could be a real turning point. So from our perspective, we're going to continue to watch that inflation data quite closely and look at economic growth quite closely just to see how it's all panning out. But from our perspective, you know, it's definitely good news.
Speaking of economic growth, some of the interesting expectations in recent months, weeks, we've been talking about the soft landing narrative taking hold. It was interesting that the chairman of the Fed, Powell, mentioned in his comments that a soft landing is not their baseline expectation. Market participants getting a little bit concerned about that. Interestingly, on the UK side, I actually took a clip of this from the FT this week, two headlines next to each other. The first one saying UK recession risk rising because services activity is weakening. The very next headline saying retail sales rebound as shoppers return. So we got this mixed picture on the economic growth front. And as we know, markets don't like that sort of uncertainty. And again, hence some of the weakness that we saw.
Yeah, and we've had this big tug of war between the economic data on one side and the consumer on the other side. And the consumer's been winning out. It's been a lot more resilient than people expect. And we're still seeing signs of that resilience coming through. So that's why the central banks are just giving that cautious tone, because ultimately they're trying to get consumers to stop spending. So it's called Fed speak when they talk tough, trying to get their message across.
Another picture that is a little bit worrying is inflation, returning to that theme. The oil price is now at a 10-month high, just topped $90 a barrel during the course of last week. And that's giving some people, again, some concerns thinking about the tug of war between inflation coming down on the one hand, we've got easing wage pressures, but then again, we've got rising oil prices that could work through the system and increase inflation at all levels. We'll get a picture of the growth and the inflation numbers during the course of this week, right?
Yeah, so this will be a big week for economic growth. So we get growth figures out in the UK and we get growth figures out in the US. So for the UK, we're looking at growth of 0.2%. For the US, 2.1%. So back to that question of soft landing, worse than a soft landing, recession, 2.1% economic growth is not a soft landing, it's strong growth. But then we also get inflation data. We've been talking a lot about inflation. We get Eurozone inflation data. And that number continues to trend down. I think it's currently 5.2%. Expectation it falls to 4.5%. So moving in the right direction there as well.
It feels like a big week coming up, and we look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you.